Hello there. It's just a quick audio boo that I'm recording on my computer. Usually I just record them on my iPhone. So I think this is the first one that I've recorded on a computer. Anyway, I just wanted to say that I'm very aware of the old Google, I call it the Google War, or the Google's attempt to take over the world with kind of every product, every kind of, I don't know, every product that you can have for a mobile device, and a lot on a desktop or a laptop as well. But specifically, I upgraded when it came out, whenever it was, earlier today, I think it was, the Google Now update to the Google Search application for in my case, iPhone. And I actually like it. I like it a lot. So basically, what it is in the when you open the Google Search app, you have the normal Google search bar in the middle that you can type in. There's three icons on the bottom: apps, voice, and goggles. So there's all the Google apps there: Gmail and Calendar, Google Drive if you've got a Google Plus, News Reader, Photos, YouTube, and Tasks. The voice is, as you've just heard, beeping there. Very clever. It thought I said Justin Bieber. Very, very clever. And I think Google Voice is the best out of all of the voice recognition things. It's, you know, far better and quicker than Siri. Far better than Samsung's S Voice, because that's rubbish. And also, the third icon on the screen is goggles, and what that is Google goggles. Try saying that 10 times fast when you've had 4 pints of Stella. Google goggles is a search function by way of taking a picture with your mobile device, and I've just tried it on a number of things actually. I tried it on the screen. I had a web page up. It read the text on the screen. I've got a Gloria Jean's Coffees mug here. I took a picture of that, and it gave me, it recognised that. I've got my wife's little Polaroid Zinc Bluetooth printer for printing out really small photographs for a business. It recognised that. I've got a pen here, and it's got Hexham Abbey text on it. And actually, the pen is like a translucent purple in the main body of it, and Hexham Abbey's like a printed silver text on the top, and it picked it out. But I suppose that's got, you know, that's all to do with the quality of the camera. I've got an Under Armour cap here with me, you know, like a baseball cap. I took a picture of that. It recognised the logo. So I haven't tested it extensively, of course, but I think that's a really good feature. But the update, incidentally, the Google Now update, if you, I expect it's going to be the same for an Android device, having just watched the YouTube video or showing you what it did, is if you swipe from bottom up, it, and I actually like the effect. Oh, dogs sighing. You swipe up and you know, it brings up the weather, but you can bring up directions to work. Obviously it's got my work address, so it brought up the directions to the work and the quickest way and how long it was going to take to get there. But you can also have so you got weather, traffic, next appointment, flights, Gmail, travel, public transport, places, sports, public alerts, movies, stocks, news updates, photo spot, and birthdays. And you can switch these on and off. And what they do is they appear as cards at the bottom of the screen. So you can keep flicking, you know, flicking up from bottom to top, and you can flick through the cards to see what the information is. And if you tap on it, it brings up a full web page of whatever that item is, or it'll bring up the application. In the case of directions, it'll bring up Google Maps. And I actually really like that. I like this. I like what Google are doing. I'm getting a lot more into Google Plus now. I like that. It's better on the iPad than on the iPhone. You can see more. You can actually do a few more things. I'm not saying it's bad for the iPhone. I just think it's better for the iPad, and obviously for, you know, a bigger screen, like on your desktop or your laptop. So that's just my thoughts on Google's new search application with Google Now built in. Thank you.